Today on Open Exam Prep, we're tackling a core concept for the SIE exam, the four phases of the business cycle. Understanding this economic roller coaster is critical because the exam will test your knowledge of how different investments perform during each distinct stage. Let's start with the expansion phase. This is the fun part of the ride, where the economy is growing and gross domestic product, or GDP, is on the rise. Businesses are investing, production is up, and most people have jobs and are spending money. This leads to increasing corporate profits. On the exam, you'll be expected to know that cyclical industries thrive here. Think about companies that sell big-ticket, non-essential items like cars, new technology, or luxury travel. Ford, Apple, and Marriott are classic examples of cyclical stocks that do well when consumers have extra cash. A common trap is to misunderstand what happens to interest rates. As the economy grows and inflation starts to creep up, the Federal Reserve typically raises interest rates to prevent overheating. So expansion means rising rates, not falling ones. After a period of growth, the economy reaches its peak. The peak is not a long phase, but rather the upper turning point. Here, GDP growth slows to a halt, and inflation is typically at its highest. Unemployment is at its lowest point. This is a moment of maximum economic output, but it's also a point of high risk for investors. The party is about to end. The SIE exam might present a scenario with high inflation, low unemployment, and stagnating GDP, and ask you to identify the phase. That's a classic description of a peak, just before things turn sour. Following the peak, the economy enters a contraction, also known as a recession if it lasts for at least two consecutive quarters of negative GDP growth. This is the downside of the roller coaster. Economic activity declines, businesses lay off workers, and unemployment rises. Consumers pull back on spending, especially on those cyclical goods that were so popular during the expansion. To combat this downturn, the Federal Reserve will start to lower interest rates to encourage borrowing and spending. This is where your investment strategy needs to shift. Defensive stocks become the stars. These are companies that provide goods and services people need regardless of the economy, like utilities, consumer staples such as Procter & Gamble, and healthcare. People still need electricity, toothpaste, and medicine. Bonds, especially safe U.S. Treasury bonds, also become very attractive. Remember this critical, heavily tested relationship. As interest rates fall, the prices of existing bonds with higher fixed payments rise. Investors seek the safety and reliable income of bonds during a contraction. Finally, the cycle hits its bottom, known as the trough. This is the point where the economic decline stops and things start to level off before the recovery begins. Unemployment and inflation are typically low. While it might not feel great, a trough represents a significant opportunity for investors to buy stocks, particularly cyclical ones, at a low point in anticipation of the next expansion. To remember all of this, think of the cycle as climbing a mountain. You expand your energy going up. You reach the peak. Then you contract your muscles on the way down. Finally, you rest in the trough or valley at the bottom. For investments, remember this simple phrase: cyclicals climb, defensives defend. During the climb of expansion, cyclical stocks perform well. During the stressful descent of a contraction, defensive stocks and bonds will defend your portfolio.